Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com. You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio with Mornings with Lone Star. I am in the studio, which means we are live on Facebook and YouTube, and of course, Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and worldwide at irlonestar.com. I have a special guest who is remoting in via Zoom because he's going to be performing at the Corner Pub this Friday, the 19th. So we got Eli Lev in the studio. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
And I got the last name right. Sorry, I know.
You got it. Oh, you got it 100% right.
Perfect.
Lev is exactly it.
Eli Lev is a musician, and I describe his music as happy-go-lucky. It's very positive, and I love it. I'm very curious to see what you sound live. So you are going to be performing at the Corner Pub in downtown Conroe. What time are you going on?
8:30.
Man, it's perfect. I love it. And you have a new album out, or EP, or however musicians are calling it these days. You can basically stream this guy. I put links in the description, so if you want to hear his music. Unfortunately, I can't play his music while we're chatting on YouTube and Facebook because they don't like that. And what was that? Did you just thumbs up? That's awesome. But I will put links to your website and all that kind of stuff so people can stream your music. And your EP came out recently, right?
Yeah, so I've got a EP that came out. It's called Walk, Talk, Dance, Sing, kind of like a pandemic mixtape, if you will.
Okay.
Then I've got a new EP coming. It's called Present Journey, and that'll be out in the next month or so. So
okay.
We have five brand new songs, and it's part of my Three Worlds project, Present Journey, Past Lives, and Future Myths.
Okay. Yeah. See, like, your music, it's strange. I will say it's strange.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Like, I like the beats, and you're very creative. Clearly, you're talented. So that's why I'm very curious to see what you sound like at the Corner Pub. So have you ever performed at the Corner Pub?
I have. I was there last fall, and really fun place. They've got a great stage. They've got a really big open room.
Yeah.
A historic building. They got good food, good drinks, and they got a great sound system there.
And it's a free show.
Yeah.
Some people get confused by that, you know.
Yeah.
It's strange. Downtown's growing too fast down here, and you never know what you're going to get into. So at 8:30, you're going to be on the stage, and we're going to play some music. And is there anyone, like, before you, do you know? Is this just you just popping in? Because you don't live here. You do not live in Texas.
No, I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland.
So you're literally coming in just to perform for the Conroe people in Montgomery County.
You got it. I actually, Silver Spring, Maryland is in Montgomery County in Maryland. So it'll be Montgomery County.
Oh, wow.
Celebration. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I got to ask, are you like in a Streamline or something?
This is the tour bus. Yeah, this is a Ford Econoline van.
It looks really nice.
It's nice. Yeah, it's a cedar kind of paneling on the top. This is a big upgrade from my Volkswagen station wagon that I was touring in last year.
You mean like the old school one?
It was actually like a 2016. It was like the last ones that they made. Now they don't make station wagons.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. Isn't that strange how like these car people are like, we're not going to make any of those cars anymore, just to let you know.
Done.
We're done with it. That, you know, they're coming out. I think they're coming out with a bus. I think I read that they're, like, in the next year or two, they're re-releasing the bus, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called, but you know what I'm talking about, the old-school flat-nose bus.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. So you're traveling. You're booking all around. And so I encourage people who are listening worldwide to check you out because you're playing all over the country.
I am. Yeah, I'll be in – I've got USA dates. I've got Canada dates this year, and I've got European dates in 2025, so that'll be fun.
How's that going? Are you running out of fuel yet?
Not yet. Doing okay. You know, it's definitely a grind. You know, tour life is not as glamorous as folks think it is. Maybe they don't even think it's glamorous.
No,
which is good. It's
The unfortunate thing I think most people don't realize as a musician is like your nights are long, and then you have to put on the performance, so that's even more energy.
Yeah.
And then you have to do it tomorrow, and especially like in what I love about your van is like you still have to get to the next place,
yes.
And it ain't driving itself. So a lot of times you're driving yourself.
Yes. Yeah. All the time I'm driving myself. So.
And so that's why I'm really appreciative you come down to Conroe and sharing your music, because that's one thing I've noticed, because you've been playing music for a bit and you have a good set of music online available. So and it's kind of consistent with one another. I would say, you have your own sound, and you're definitely exploring it. Which a lot of musicians, I feel like they feel like they need to go another direction sometimes, because they gauge it off of success, and it's like we're not having any success with this. So I mean, that's why Garth Brooks went to Chris Gaines. I know that's why he did it, because he had zero success being Garth Brooks, and he's like, hey, I got to be Chris Gaines, but.
More like the other way around.
Yeah, yeah. I still want to talk to him about that. Like, I always, my theory, there's two theories I had about that, was it was a dare or a bet, and he lost it. Or he, growing up, he always had that alter ego. Like, he always pretended, like, you know, I'm talking when he's like 10, and he like wanted to play music, and he always had Chris Gaines there in the back of his mind where he's like, I want to do rock and roll. And then finally he was like, you know what? I can do it. Whatever. I'm finally going to fulfill my childhood dream, and I'm going to be Chris Gaines. Is it Chris Gaines? Is that what it is?
I think so. It's kind of like, so Elon Musk he bought the domain x.com.
Okay.
Like 15 years ago. He's had it for like
so many years. Well, he likes those symbols and like but if you have the money, you know what's going on.
And then he's like, finally, I get to use this domain that I've had for 20 years because I just got Twitter. So now I'm just going to make it x.com because I've already had the domain. So maybe it's a similar thing.
Oh, I'm telling you, because I'm trying to figure out, because I'm not a musician. I have zero musical talent. And I know folks who grow up with musical families or inspirations, or basically like you have to go to piano class or whatever. It kind of helps dictate what the sound you like. So, if, you know, for example, like a lot of my friends who grew up playing the piano or being forced to go to piano lessons, like they have a certain taste of music because they have a different understanding of it because they're forced to learn the piano.
Yeah.
And like the Chris Gaines thing, I'm like, this guy, he must have grew up where some gospel family, and he's like, when he got mad, he's like, I want to go rock and roll, you know. But
yeah, I mean... had to have been a part of his, you know, personality.
It had to.
What you said earlier is like, you know, some artists move with the climate of the audience.
Well, look at Beyoncé.
Music.
Beyoncé's doing whatever she wants. And
exactly.
Yeah, it's like, all right, cool. I mean, you're clearly talented to do whatever you want. And, but you like, and that's what I like about your stuff, because you're still in that journey of what you like to do. Meaning, like, you're creating your own sound. Like, it is. I know happy-go-lucky doesn't really describe it the best. But I know if, like, I want to have a positive morning, just put on Eli Leff. There you go.
Like, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Because certain songs can bring you down, man. And it's not fun.
Yeah. I've got songs like Chasing Daylight, Vacation, Love in the Middle Ages. I've got, you know, Singing Along for the First Time, Universal Songs. So definitely tunes that people can, you know, really kind of feel alive.
Yes, that's awesome. And that's why I'm excited about your performance at the Corner Pub at 8:30 on the 19th. That's this Friday. And it's a free show, so anyone can come and have a drink. And I'm pretty sure Dragon Ball C will be open too. So if you want to get some
Dragon
noodles.
Dragon Ball C! Yes, yeah. They're awesome.
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about your musical background, though, because I mean, it sounds like you know what you're doing because you can hear your music, and I have a theory that you're the one that kind of does everything. Like you do the beats, you do you do all of it. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely try and bring a multi-instrumentalist approach to my shows. So I'll have guitar, I'll play finger tapping on the guitar. Harmonica, native flute is part of my performance. Then I also have a loop pedal. that I can use.
Because you're it's a solo act, right? Would you
solo act? Yeah. So those songs are going to sound a little bit different.
You mean there's not like six people in that van with you right now?
Maybe there are, but they're just like hiding in the different cubbies.
That's hilarious. No, I mean that's what, because I listen to a lot of music, and I can tell sometimes, and I feel like I can tell, is when that musician has his hand in every single piece of mm-hmm. the music. Because mm-hmm. there's some bands that, like, you know, especially like rock and roll, like the drummer knows how to set the beat, and this is, and then like, oh, the guitar's like, oh, let me add this to it. And then you can kind of tell it's kind of a conglomerate of everyone's thoughts. But when one musician does everything, it's different.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a unique approach to it. You know, writing the songs and the lyrics and having like a really kind of strong hand in the production.
Yeah.
I do co-writes and I do co-produce sometimes, which is pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, you got to.
But you're absolutely right that it's like, you know, every stage, every part of the process is like I'm there.
Yes.
There's a piece of me like in around.
I could kind of tell. And I was like, okay, this guy's got an ear for it. If anything, he's got an ear for it. So, but yeah, because it's well produced. And that's the first thing I kind of noticed when I listened to music. Because I was like, okay, so someone knows from start to finish what they wanted to accomplish with the song. Because a lot of times you get, like I would say, bigger bands. When I say bigger bands, I mean like you could tell it's produced by like four people, and kind of like NSYNC, I guess. There's a lot of directing there, and I'm like, okay, these kids don't have any say in this. So
it's wild that you said that, because nowadays, like most top 40 any song, like most, I would say about 80% have 5, 6, 7 producers.
Yeah.
They have 3 or 4 different mixing engineers. They have
Well, they figured something out. It's weird. It's like the big companies are like, we gotta control what sounds good. And we have to create the formula first, and then we can just reprint it every single, because I mean the music I listen to is similar to what you're doing. Like, oh, this guy's coming into town. Heck yeah, I'm gonna check it out. And then that's and like he's a real person. Because anything else, like, that's why I love the if you ask anybody that has streaming music platforms, what I love now is they'll tell you, like, oh, Pandora has the best, like, search function, or not search, like, random music. It gets to know what I like, and then it sends me new music, and I love it. And then, you know, they'll say, like, Apple sucks at that, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's what I love to hear, because it's like, how do people find new music? Well, you got to go to shows, dog, and that kind of stuff. And that's one thing I love about music festivals, because now it's just like, it's so much easier to see as many musicians, and I don't have to go anywhere. I got the same restroom. I'm good. I'm comfortable. I don't have to like worry about anything. And have you ever participated in stuff like that? Like just 2-day festivals and you're playing?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a bluegrass festival in DC, the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Oh, cool.
There's a Tacoma Park folk festival that I've played at a couple times. It's wonderful. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a spiritual experience, you know, just being around music all day outside.
Yes.
And seeing all these new folks and meeting people. And it's a wonderful thing.
That's cool. Well, I'm glad you're coming to the Corner Pub again. And do you want to let anyone know, like, because that's this Friday, what's going on after that? Are you still in Texas after that, or are you?
Yeah.
You are? So where you, do you know where you're going? Do you want me to look it up? I mean, I'm on your website, so
I got you. I've got some Texas shows this week, so I'll be in Dallas and Lakeway. And then actually Conroe is my last Texas show before I head to New Mexico on the weekend.
Okay, so because we are recording this, so today is the 17th, technically, for the audience, and so you'll be in Austin and Lakeway, and then, of course, Conroe, and then New Mexico. So people who are, man, the Mineshaft Tavern, I bet that place is cool. There's only one way in, guys, and one way out. I love it. But yeah, so that's, I mean, you really are traveling all over the town. Oh man, you're going to Wyoming? Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Do you, but yeah, and you're always doing stuff. And I would you say you're a good follow on social media? Because I've noticed you post a lot of like videos of you, and it's like you're talking to people. It's not just, you know, goofy pictures of dogs. So
right. Yeah, I don't have a dog. I think dogs are great, but I just don't have a lot of pictures of them because I don't have one. So, but what I do have is I have, you know, like kind of daily inspirations, mm-hmm. like funny tour stories. I've got, you know, like live videos. I share songs when they're released. So, yeah, it's a great way to stay connected. I do a live stream every Friday. It's called Folk Friday. So, you know, I'm connecting with people in person on all the platforms. When I say in person, it's like, you know, virtually.
Yeah, it still counts. Some people are, you know, keyboard warriors, you know.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
So I try and keep a, you know, strong online and in-person presence.
That's cool. So everyone, I'll link his Instagram, his Facebook, all this stuff, so you can, we now have approval of following Eli here.
You do. You have total approval.
And is there anything else you want to talk about, man? Like,
Yeah, I'm about, you know, really kind of getting into the tour rhythm now, which is nice.
Yeah.
And... you know, there's this kind of moment on a tour where you're just like really in the flow.
Like you're waking up on time, you're feeling refreshed, you're going to bed at a good time, and it's just like...
you're hydrating, you know, I'm going to fitness in the morning, meeting amazing people at the shows, you know, like my voice is at a point, it's like performance ready.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that, about how important it is to keep it with your voice.
So important. So... so it feels like I'm in the flow right now.
And that means that's going to be a good show on Friday.
Exactly. It means I'm not going to be like upset and take it out on the crowd or anything. You know what I mean? It's just going to be like total positive.
What's this guy's attitude about?
You ever notice that? How some musicians are just having a bad day?
Oh, well, what I love is you can tell certain musicians are at the point where it's like, hey, we got to get out of here. So they just up the tempo to every song. And it's like, this song used to be a 3-minute song. Now it's 2.5 minutes. Clearly he's trying to get out of here.
Like, listen, like we're people too. You know what I
mean? I know. I get it.
I have emotion, but it's just interesting how like there's an energy exchange.
Oh yeah.
Between a musician and a crowd. And, I am total positive vibes. So,
well, I think that can kind of, I don't know how to put it, but you can tell a true musician because they don't decide to act that way.
Yes.
Because like they know in front of their minds, A, the audience is here, no matter how many people, someone showed up, the bartender's here, so that's one person, right? And then you got the homeless guy in the bathroom, you got to entertain that guy.
Yeah.
And then, but then you also have your music, like you want to perform your music, you wrote this to the best of your ability, because it's your baby. So don't ever get too big, because some of those, I've seen a lot of big acts, and it's like, they don't really care, they're just collecting that check, and playing, they're out of here in like an hour and a half. They don't want to be here.
Yeah, man. No, it really is a blessing just to have the opportunity to share music every night and like just not taking it for granted. And every show, you know, is exactly what it needs, and just bringing my whole self. So yeah, stoked about Conroe.
There we go. Well, Eli, it was great to have you on the air with us. And I want to remind folks, he is going to be performing live for free. Well, now he'll take tips. Like, come on, there's going to be a tip jar. I hope there's a tip jar. Always look at this guy. Yeah, it's going to be at the 19th at 8:30 at the Corner Pub. So you guys should check it out. Thank you so much, Eli, for taking the day out. Look at first, I thought my monitor was something that was wrong. I'm like, oh, no, it's doing that dimming thing again. But it's not. That's Eli. And I put all his links to social media, and especially where you can stream his music and purchase his music and all that kind of stuff. And if you are not in the Montgomery County area in Texas, he's traveling all over. So check out his tour dates, and they'd be fun to check out. So, Eli, thank you so much for joining me, man.
Thank you. This has been an honor. I appreciate you taking the time to share my music, and can't wait to see it soon.
All right. I'll see you guys later. You're listening to Mornings of Lone Star here at Lone Star Community Radio. We're out of here.